You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
And our very own student leader, Arlie, is coming up to share, preach a word on the Bible. So, Arlie, thank you so much. Take it away.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed Bible Trivia Night. It was such a fun thing to organize, and I hope you guys all got to experience, you know, the Bible and how fun it can be to learn. But now I want to start off with, like, a question. So how many of you read your Bible, like, every day? Like, you can just, like, raise your hand. How many of you read your Bible every day? Good job. Awesome. Good job, you guys. Keep going. So how many of you read your Bible, like, kind of every day? Like, you read it sometimes, like, say, like, 3 days out of the week. Yeah, I can also raise my hand at that. So how many of you don't read your Bible every day? It's totally okay. Like, how many of you just, like, don't read your Bible because, you know, you don't think you're too busy or you're not as motivated anymore? Or, you know, sometimes you just don't think it's worth it. Yeah, so a lot of that, like, the reason I was doing that is to show that everybody is on a different path. Everyone is on their own journey through this life, and that is totally okay. It's totally okay that, you know, you're on a different path than your friend or your neighbor. There's no shame in where you are right now. So these past weeks, when we've been planning this night, I really thought about what specifically Scripture does in our lives and to our faith. And it got me thinking that maybe some of you have been struggling with doubting the power of the gospel. So firstly, I want to define the word the gospel. Like, what does it mean? Maybe some of you don't know the gospel or what it means, and maybe the rest of us need that reminder of how special the gospel is. So the word gospel actually means the good news. And it is in the Bible, the gospel tells us the story of our salvation. It tells of how Jesus came to earth and lived a perfect life. And then he died on the cross and rose 3 days later to save us for our sins. And this is pretty good news. So now that we know what the gospel is, the main question that I want to focus on tonight is why, as Christians, should we invest in reading, knowing, and obeying the Bible? Well, at first when I was writing this, the most, like, basic thing kind of came to my mind, which was, like, it's the Gospels, the Bible. How can we preach God's word without, like, knowing the Bible? But then I thought of, like, our lives individually. Like, how does the Bible impact us in our personal lives? So the word of God is timeless. So even though it was written hundreds of years ago by, like, a lot of different authors, it can still help you go through anything that you might be going through in your life right now. So knowing Scripture is important, but guarding your heart with it is one of the best tools on your walk with Christ. When you are tested in this life, knowing Scripture will help steady your faith. When you are tested, knowing Scripture will help steady you and your faith. So in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus is tempted in the wilderness, and he actually responds with Scripture. So Matthew chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 says, "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." So Jesus knew Scripture, and he guarded his heart with it. He knew that this world would try to tempt him into sin, so he read Scripture, and he filled his heart with it, so that when the day came that he would be tempted, he knew how to stay grounded with Scripture. So that can apply to you too. Whether you are frustrated with, like, the people at school, or honestly, like, struggling in any way, memorizing Scripture can help you act and react in a Christ-like way. So, for example, you can memorize a verse like Proverbs 12:16, which says, "Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult." Or even 1 Corinthians 13:5, which says, "Love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs." Verses like these will help you stay grounded in the love of Christ and help you resist the temptation of hatred and retaliation. So another way to help us understand why we need to read and obey the Bible is to see that the Bible instructs us to live out our lives as Christ did. As Christians, that is part of our purpose here on earth. But that is a lot easier said than done, because it is so hard to like navigate through this life and see like which way to go. But God didn't leave us here on earth without help, because he intended for us to read the Bible and see that the Bible is full of advice and wisdom that can guide you and tell you exactly where you need to go. The Bible will always point you to a path that leads to God, no matter how lost you feel. So the books in the Bible, like Proverbs, James, Romans, and even the Gospels, are full of advice and guidance to help you find purpose and direction. One example is from the Gospels, specifically in Matthew, when Jesus shows us how to live a life full of love. Matthew 43 to 45 is about how everyone was used to the teachings of love your neighbor. And when Jesus came in and told them to, hey, love your enemies, they thought this was really unusual. But this passage was written so that we can see and learn how to act out of love, even when we are put into situations that are with the people we might not get along with. So even way back in Psalms, we can see how David is choosing to let God guide him through life. He says in Psalm 16, 7 through 8, "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." We can look to David as an example of obedience and we can also look to God for in our own lives, which can be done through reading the Bible. So now everyone has those hard moments where they don't feel good enough. It's either been a hard day or a hard couple of weeks, and you feel like you need some encouragement to even just like get through the day. Well, God knows exactly what we need. And even though this world will tell you things like, you aren't popular, you're not smart, and even no one loves you, the Bible has specific verses that argue with these lies and even prove them wrong. So when you're weighed down by the enemy's words, the Bible will always be there to comfort you. Some specific verses that help me a lot are John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." This verse comes to show that you are so loved and that you are priceless. And I mean every single one of you in here, because Psalm 147, verse 4 says, "He counts the number of stars, and he calls them each by name." This verse shows you that he knows each and every one of you. He knows your heart, and he has an amazing and unique plan for you. He has not forgotten about you. You see, the Bible is worth knowing because it's not just words on a page. It's the living God talking to you in a way that you can be sure it's him. So now that we looked at the reasons why we should know and obey the Bible, some of you may still have doubts, like you just don't think it's worth it. So here's what I have for you now. Try it. Try and live how the Bible calls us to live and see for yourself that it is so worth it. You could just start with something small. Like, as I mentioned earlier, the Bible tells us, love your neighbor and love your enemies. So just as you're going through this week, love everybody that you run into. This way, you can see for yourself and experience the power and the truth of the gospel. The worst thing that can happen is like you smile at someone and they might not smile back, but that's okay. So I also encourage you to look at the people in the Bible. A lot of people in the Bible were hesitant to fully trust God, but then they take that one small step and everything changes for them. Then they fully trust God and they end up doing incredible things for him. An example of this is the disciple Peter. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 36, Jesus meets the disciples in a storm by walking on the water. All the disciples are amazed and honestly a little scared, and Peter isn't really sure if it's really Jesus, so he asks him to call him out to the water. Peter is showing how hesitant he is and how scared he is, But then he takes that small step, but life-changing step of faith, and he actually walks on water with Jesus. So once you take that small step of faith by trusting God, you will see the amazing impact it will have on your life. It's not always an easy journey, but when you start to surround yourself with the word, you'll find that you'll start to know more about how to handle certain situations. You'll start to want to read and seek God more and more. And when you start to obey the word, you'll start living a life that is fulfilling and God-glorifying. So if there's anything that I want you to take from tonight, it's this. Read the word, experience the Bible, and love like Jesus. So I'll pray us out and we'll head into life groups. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this night that we get this amazing opportunity to come together and have fun playing games about your word. But most importantly, I thank you for the encouragement and the direction your word gives us and for the greatest love story written on its pages. We love you so much, Jesus. It's in your name. Amen.